have this month's featured musical guest with us today on Saturday's Child. This is the Quadros Quartet with Friggin' Cat on your community radio station, Saturday's Child. about it, folks. The Quadros Quartet with our first song today on WFHB Saturday's Child. Thanks for tuning in to WFHB, and thanks for your continued support of live music on community radio. Additional support for WFHB and Saturday's Child comes from Lauren Wood Builders, a family-owned company sourcing local materials and local craftspeople working to build a sustainable community. More information is available at laurenwoodbuilders.com. We got a great morning ahead of us here, and as you can hear, you're welcome to join us down here. Please make yourselves comfortable at home or here in the History Center. Grab a cup of coffee, some bagels and schmears, settle in for a fantastic hour of music. Remember, there's no charge, but for the charge you get to the show, back to the music. The Quadros Quartet on your community radio station. This is Saturday's Child. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right, folks, how about it? The Quadros Quartet here on WFHB Saturday's Child this month. Glad you're here. Thanks for tuning in to WFHB Saturday's Child. Thanks for joining us down here at the History Center Auditorium. You're welcome to come on down. We're on the corner of 6th and Washington Street. We got more to tell you about the History Center in just a little bit, and a whole nother half to go with the Quadros Quartet. We'll be right back. Stick around. Good morning and welcome back to WFHB Saturday's Child, our live monthly radio broadcast. We're here the second Saturday of every month, except this one. This is the first Saturday. It's been an exceptional day of the month and an exceptional party this morning here with the Quadros Quartet. What do you think, folks? Yeah, man. We are the privileged many to be listening to these guys. Nate, how you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
If I felt any better, I'd have to take something for it.
I'd like to talk to you later about that.
Well,
yeah. I don't know where that came from.
It's a kids' show. So you guys have been, I think all of you have been on the stage multiple times for various reasons. So tell us a little about how you got together and how you came about being here on this stage today.
Sure. So this band under this name, and as you mentioned, you know, we've been up here multiple times. We've known each other for a very long time. We've played together in different formations, but this group under this name came together, I don't know, I want to say 3-4 years ago. Before that, this rhythm section was backing, you know, as a trio. They were backing up Dr. Marlon McKay on a weekly gig.
Uh-huh.
Marlon moved, and I don't know, maybe I'm just trying to fill his big shoes.
You're doing a fine job. Yeah. So when you said that you've been together in many formations in the past, I thought maybe you were a marching band previously.
Yeah.
That's
offensive, you know. And I want to say 3 of the 4 songs that we just played will be on the record.
Oh, cool.
Also, someone mentioned to me that maybe I should have said what those songs were. Just want to apologize for that. Let me back up. We started with an original of mine. It was called Frickin' Cat. It's mm-hmm. going to be on the record. And then we played Groovilation, which is a cover. It will not be on the record. That's a Scofield song.
Uh-huh.
And then we played, what did we play? Under a Burnt Orange Sky by myself. That'll be on the record. And then we played I Miss Moss by our esteemed bass player, Mr. Dave Brooker. That'll be on the record.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah. And by the way, back announcing is something we do on radio all the time. So
yeah.
Yeah. No, it's all good, man. Yeah. So Nate, you mentioned Dave Brooker on bass. Tell us who else is with us today. Would you?
On guitar, we have Dr. Paul Kirk.
Dr.
And
yeah.
Yeah. And on the drums, we've got John Valdez.
All right.
Hardest working drummer in Bloomington.
Fantastic. And on tenor sax, we have Nate Johnson. And this is the Quadros Quartet with Dave Brooker on bass.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was another original composition of mine called Divine Dog Days. That song was written for and dedicated to my late best friend, Grover. Next, we are going to play, we're going to take you back, and we're going to play an old classic from the hard bop era. This is called Song for My Father by Horace Silver.
Thank you.
Thank You, Song for My Father by Horace Silver. Next, we're going to play an original composition by Dave Brooker, our bass player. This is called The Secret. And I don't know what it's about, actually. I mean, it's okay.
Thank you.
Thank You, The Secret by Dave Brooker. Oh, sorry, was I not supposed to say the name of that tune? All right, so for the last couple minutes here, we're going to play a short version of Yes or No by the great Wayne Shorter, who we recently lost. And if you haven't yet, I would like to encourage you to watch the amazing three-part documentary about his life that is on Amazon Prime called Zero Gravity. And if you do not have Amazon Prime, then sign up for a free trial and then cancel it before they charge your credit card. But either way, watch this excellent documentary about Wayne Shorter. Again, Yes or No by Wayne Shorter from his great album Juju.
About it, folks. On my left here, the healing hands on the guitar, Dr. Paul Kirk. Right next to him, it's outstanding, it's upright, it's a bass, Mr. Dave Brooker. The man who redefines the use of the phrase brush with greatness, John Valdez on drums. And when he plays the tenor sax, it sounds so sweet, they call it an 11er sax. Mr. Nate Johnson, the Quadros Quartet on Saturday's Child. Hey, thanks for being here. Thanks for tuning in to WHB and to Saturday's Child. Thanks to the History Center for supporting us with their venue. Today's a big day. Go down to the shopping opportunity you have at the garage sale. It's a fantastic thing to do until 4:30. Support the History Center at 4015 Profile Parkway. That's 4015 Profile Parkway. Today, the garage sale supporting the History Center until 4:30 p.m. Additional support for WFHB and Saturday's Child comes from the Monroe County History Center and from Lauren Wood Builders, a family-owned company sourcing local materials and local craftspeople working to build a sustainable community. More information is available at laurenwoodbuilders.com. Daylight savings time ends tomorrow, so we're going to return next month on our normal second Saturday with Tim Grimm. That's December 9th. Looking forward to that show, yeah. Our creator, chief engineer, executive producer of Saturday's Child is Jeffrey Morris. Saturday's Child is possible through the dedication and talents of Jim Lang on signals and sounds, Marion Connolly on cables and connections, Ilza Ackerberg is on digital doohickeys, Terry Mason on time and everything, and Joe Loop on everything else. Our studio engineer is Mark Richardson, music director Christine Brackenhoff, general manager Jared Turner, Saturday's Child theme, Deep Blue Soul by the Keith Skooglund Trio. My name is D. James. For WFHB, Saturday's Child and Sundog Productions, stay tuned for Rural Roots right here on your community radio station, 91.3, 98.1, 100.7 to 106.3 WFHB.